am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
Hello there, folks. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Yes, I've had a whole show that I just did in total silence. I have no idea why. Thanks to my talk radio. Guess what? Maybe we'll do this whole show all over again. And I'll have to make some adjustments and edit the show. I have no idea what I said the whole time. So let's start all over.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own.
Fulfilling my own destiny. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in this great, big, vast world of ours. I am Cindy Freeman, the host of Purpose Talk Radio, where you are listening right now. It is a happy Good Friday, April 3rd. And I wish you all a good Friday, whatever that means to you, whether it is a normal Friday or a spiritual Friday. In a bit, we will be talking about purpose today and higher vibration living and how that relates to this world and what you're supposed to do in the purpose and in the being. If you'd like to participate in this show, I would invite you to do any of a couple of ways. The first would be to go to the chat room at the bottom of Purpose Talk Radio page if you're listening on Blog Talk Radio. The second would be to go over to the Purpose Talk Radio Facebook page. And there is a post pinned to the top of that page. And that stays up all the time. Whereas the chat room and Blog Talk Radio, when the show's over, bye-bye conversation. And the Facebook page stays up indefinitely till the next show. And then it just moves down the page. So you're welcome to put any comments, thoughts that you might like on that Facebook page. It's up to you. Whatever resonates with you. If you go back and listen to the show and you're listening to this archive, feel free to comment there as well, because it's there. It'll still be there for you. The song you just heard is called I Am Who I Am by the group True Trinity. They have a website at truetrinity.com, TRUETRINITY.com. The writers there would be Jillian Clark, whose voice you heard, Rachel Martinez, and myself, Cindy Freeman. And that is part of what this show is about. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Whatever that might mean to you, how do you connect to what you're supposed to do on a daily basis? Our guests on this show are those who are living their purpose, who know how they got it, or at least have a suspicion of how they came to know what it is, how they came to live it, and what they might suggest to you to be able to live your purpose. If you want to participate in the show, like I said, you can go to the chat room, you can go to Purpose Talk Radio Conversations. The other thing you can do is, if you're listening on Skype, press the 1, let me know you are listening and want to be part of the show. Or you can call in, 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074. If you'd like to be part of this show on a regular basis as a guest, you can find me at cindy@focustalkradio.com. The website, furtostalkradio.com. And Cindy is C-I-N-D-Y at focustalkradio.com. So thank you for listening in today. And the topic of our conversation is quite simply, Good Friday, Purpose Today, and Higher Vibration Living. I just had an hour show that I did all of myself and rehearsed it. So it would be interesting where I am led to do the second half. For those that are listening in the archive, hopefully I will have ended the show by the time you heard it and not have an hour of silence. For those who are listening originally, welcome. I guess I was not supposed to do this live. So it is live now. For those listening, I grew up Catholic. So I look at Good Friday kind of disjointed sometimes now, because I've had this religious doctrine that was, I don't want to say pounded into my head, it was really taught very strongly to me as a child. Now I've been able to develop my own spiritual beliefs, my own structure, and what does it mean to me, and how do I do things differently than I might have done all those years ago. When I was raised, it was that this Good Friday is a time when Jesus died on the cross to save me from myself, save me from my sins, all that kind of stuff. I didn't know what it really meant. It was, you know, I was a kid. What are my sins? What do you mean? I'm always messing up. All that kind of stuff. And it felt like a guilt trip. I've come to understand that a little differently off of you. That doesn't mean I am telling anyone else what to believe or how to believe it. Find your own way, your own beliefs, your own structure. A lot of religions go through this time of year as a very spiritual, very sacred time. And I do that. I still love, absolutely love, what they call the Triduum. Being Good Friday, actually, on Thursday, a Holy Thursday, Good Friday, Holy Saturday, your Sunday. But it continues to be a very spiritual, powerful time in my life. I don't go to the Catholic churches that often. I do sometimes just because I love it so much. And I felt such a connection to you. To those times. Yesterday at my church, and now, currently, I'm at a Unity Center. Many of you know, called Unity Church in Milwaukee. And with that, it is a little different, a more energy-based spirituality. Over the years, I've gone from the Catholicism, gone from the Catholicism to a more rigid Christian church. I also was in and out of Unity. I've looked at Unitarian, I've looked at Jewish, I've not only looked at Muslim, I've looked at Baha'i. And thought, what am I supposed to do? Where do I connect? How do I feel in each of those belongings? Today, as we look at Good Friday, like I said, it's a time for most people who are Christian-based spirituality to think of this as a time Christ died. But not everybody believes it for their sins. They don't call them sins. They might call them Mr. Mark. They might call them intrusions in their life. They might call them just errors of the way. Whether it's to erase their sins, or whether, you know, for some people, it's like, I can do it no wrong now, because Jesus died for me. Well, I'm sorry, that way, I don't quite disrupt it. You know, for those who think, well, yeah, okay, I did something wrong, I can now apologize, and I'm off the hook. I'm not quite there either. That's kind of a bit extreme to me. That everything I did wrong is always going to be checked off, marked off, and when I die myself, I'm going to be, there's going to be a scorecard for everything I've done wrong. I'm going to have to atone for it, or you know, there'll be another second coming, maybe between now and then, and God will take away all those things again. That's another extreme to me. But some people really do subscribe to that, and that's fine. What do we call the being of our energy and our connection with God, a higher power of spirit? It really matters. It's how do we feel in our skin? How do we connect to being in that world around us? And the reason I love the treatment, as they call them in the Catholic Church, again, that Maundy Thursday, Holy Thursday, Good Friday, Easter Sunday, and even Holy Saturday. It's because it gives you see, especially at that time of year, people that were allowed to, admitted to the church, if they have spent some time studying the doctrine of the Catholic Church and said, hey, how can we subscribe to that? I want to be connected to people of that spiritual belief that are the same as me. And on Good Friday, I don't remember the exact series of it. I'm not sure somebody could throw up on it if they're listening. I'll put it in the chat room. It was like Good Friday, they were baptized. On a Holy Saturday, they were baptized. Sunday, they received communion and were confirmed. That final and Catholic. And when I was a kid, that was the longest service on the face of the earth. Like sometimes it went 2 hours or more if they went through all that, depending on how many people were being added. And it was just long, and it was drawn up, and I wanted nothing to do with it. As I got a little bit older and I got to work in a Catholic church, I got to learn more about some of these people who had chosen to join, who had Easter weekend being, you know, as strong or even stronger in their spiritual journey than Christmas. The time when most Christians believe Jesus was born. I'm not talking about the calendar, whether it was really supposed to be July or December or anything else. It doesn't matter. It's celebration Christmas being when Jesus born, and Easter being, and Good Friday being when he died, and Easter being when he rose again. In the Bible, in the study, in the understanding. And it was just, I guess, the energy in the room when I got older, and how these people felt, and how connected they felt to God by going through these ceremonies. I remember what I was interpreting for someone. And yeah, that was one of the longest services I've ever done. but I was there and I had to express to him what was being said, these people as to why they wanted to be Catholic. A couple of, in one of the churches I did, they allowed the people to take a moment and say why they wanted to be Catholic. And I had to express that feeling. I think that was one of the very first times that I felt someone else's energy for their belief. And I didn't know what that meant. It was just something It was there. It was this gut. It was this entire feeling that came over me. And later I was at the Christian church and I learned to healing and hands-on healing. And again, I looked at some of that and go, you are kidding me. Only God could do that. Only Jesus could do that. He's the only one that could heal hands with hands. And then it's back and forth, but in the Bible, it says anybody can. You need a doctor for that. That's a doctor there for. There we go. That's the anybody. I didn't have the energy and spiritual connection at that time. But without the church, I would still listen to doctors. I'm sure. And now, as Vedic, I come to believe and understand Vedic. I went through some chakra training, some oil reading, crystals, hands-on healing, many of these things that some people could see still out there at one time. That now has come to be a part of me. The intuition. But what do I do next? In the last couple of weeks, I've really gotten a enlightenment for that. And it is a show that I've listened to very often. There's a couple of other blog talk shows that I listen to pretty often. And one is called Curious Time. And with that, I've connected to some people that are very much more energy-based spirituality. And that it's not a doctrine that they need to do. And I think it's tough when you see that I come back to my own understanding and my own intuitional finding. And that, like, over the weekend, nothing. There was someone who said, talked about another person that I've never met and said that they were going in for a test about something. And I don't even know the person. Are they having an issue with? I don't know where that came from. It's not something that I relate to. And yet, periodically in my life, I've gotten it. And I've come to understand that this higher vibration, as it's called, this energy, is where I am. It's my connection to God. It changed me from the book learning of my religious upbringing to a spiritual connection. And whether you call this God, spirit, higher power, it doesn't matter. It's up to you. That intuitive touches me off guard every time about it. It happened again yesterday. I came into my community center thinking I was just coming to do something real quick and then I was going to go off to do a death, not feeling rough, of a school as part of my educational process. I thought that's very cool. It's going to be something different. I really want to go. I walked in the church here this dinner and I I can't tell you what it was. I was very driven yesterday to do something to help out here, get me later, and I didn't get done what I wanted to get done. And then there was someone who was not feeling well. And I felt like I got tapped on the shoulder and saying, hey, lay on hands. What? I haven't done that for a long time. And I asked permission, which I'm going to do. And I stepped into it and then felt like I was taking the energy I didn't want to take off. I had to step back and do my own energy work and grounding and covering that I didn't take on what was going on with that person. That's something Janet Bell always told me before the show when we were working together. And she was a former host of Perfect Talk Radio. Reminding me to ground myself with God and make my personal connection any negativity or any energy that wasn't mine to take. And then I get to finish that feeling, that feeling of positive energy to that person. And there were a couple of people in the room, and they felt like they had a journey. And it said to me, I feel the energy coming through your hands. And for a minute, that threw me. It's not my energy. You just got the whole level scared. But even if it was something I was really supposed to do or that would be received, you know, I've seen people be racist. This is an energy here. I don't really feel anything like that. This is a healing. I mean, I know it's funny to see it completely from being more appealing like the next year. Yeah, I really believe in that. And I've seen people use crystals kind of thing to change the energy in our life. I do affirmations and these things that are positive to change the energy and the vibration in our life. So what is what you're going to do today? Is it a Good Friday in the connection to Jesus or a one who died for us? Is it one every way show as the unity centers teach?
I have a coach that I work with, and she's been on the show before. And her name's Ann Wonder. And she invited me to take a look at her blog this week that she did on April 1st. April 1st is a really significant day. It was a day that changed my life about 26 years ago. And I walked into an environment. I was invited by a gentleman to this gathering. And it was a gathering of people that were very free-spirited in their physical lives as well as their spiritual lives. They were anything from mainline Christian people to Unitarians to agnostics to atheists. And I was able to have quite a conversation with several of them. But I was pretty scared because it was such an open time of my life. Same weekend I walked into it, I met the guy I thought I knew. And then some of you who listen to the show know that September 1st, now it will be 16 years ago, he was killed in car accident. So that's 26, you know, there's a 10-year gap. I had known him for 10 years. Right as of this year, that means that I had known him more times than I'd not known him in my life, as well as some of those people that were part of the group. So it caught me off guard. April 1st caught me off guard this year. And I had two tests that day, so it couldn't catch me too far. I had to wait for my emotional stuff later. I had to hold it back. I had to say, God, please set this aside for me right now. I can't feel it. Okay. So one of the things on Anne's blog is a quote by Abraham. And it says, make fun of death. We are as dead as a gift. And we are fully aware of this joyous experience. We are with you every time you allow us. We are in every singing bird and in every joyous child. We are part of every delicious pulsing in your environment. We are not dead, and neither will you ever be. You'll get up one day and get out of the movie. And one of the things she talked about, the various movies that we've experienced over time. The Ghost, Sixth Sense. Or some of the other ones that she's gathered here. Finding closure after Sister's mysterious death on Oprah Winfrey.
chocolate. These kinds of things that do talk about death and what happens after. And we wonder, you know, we see a Good Friday and that there is a resurrection after, according to the Bible. That's what we believe. And so we look at some of these movies and say, is there really the resurrection? Is there a second part to our lives? Is there a different life? Is there a karma? Is there an afterlife in heaven? Is there an afterlife that we come and live a new life for those who believe in the incarnation? All of the energy forces are connected to our spiritual understanding. We say, hey, are we dead or are we alive? Do we connect to Christ at all? Well, if we do, then we can consider him dead or alive in our lives. Yeah, I like to think of all the things that is recorded in the Bible that Jesus did in the Bible. If there's one thing you want to know, healing the blind man. What are three blind men? Three living data that were motivated by. You know, we talked about 10 lepers. There's all of us. You know, you don't hear about hearing anybody who's deaf around scripture. You know, as I look at deafness and learn more about deaf culture and connect to the culture, my education, I don't think you're going to hear. And some of the deaf said that's because, you know, we were meant to be that culture. So we didn't hear the deaf story. But the point being, to go back on the subject, to kind of wait a little bit out of the way, is that we each get a chance to be like Jesus in our lives. No matter what we believe about, we can put out the energy every day as we live our purpose to be positive, to be negative, to be someone who is a real influence on life, or someone who kills mentally, spiritually, emotionally, or physically. Hopefully, I think it is the whole world. What does it mean, and how are we alive now? So whatever that means to you, I invite you to take some time with this guy and think about it. Again, whether it's a religious duty, whether it's just another day. Doesn't matter. It's up to you. How you want to celebrate it and how you want to feel it. Make it your day. Make an understanding that you can have. Again, if you'd like to be a part of this, just go to the Facebook page, Harper's Talk Radio Conversation. Feel free to put some comments in there if you're listening to it on the blog, on the after, on whatever it is. Feel free. I'd like to leave you all with an affirmation. It is, I am living my spiritual being. Spiritual relief. Whether as a Good Friday or a higher vibration. So, you can join us any Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern or 2 p.m. Central, excuse me, noon on the Pacific Coast, 3 p.m. on the Eastern Coast, or 8 p.m. in the UK. And each week, we are here to bring you a purpose in your life. And for now, until next week, or if you'd like to talk, send me an email. You can send me at Purpose Chat Radio Conversation, PALKRADIO.com. I'm sorry, it's purposechatradio.com, PURPOS.
talkabio.com. You can be a part of the show as a guest. You can do that. And or know someone who is living their purpose who you should be talking to along the show. Would like to hear from you. And as we close, it is the song, our theme song, I Am Who I Am by the Group True Trinity. T-R-U-E-T-R-I-M-I-T-I. I wish you all in the meantime your purposeful connection to God, Spirit, higher power, the traditional Good Friday celebration, or the higher vibration of energy. Whatever it is, I wish you all. Go over.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the Spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the Spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the Spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the Spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.